Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Hi, Denise. Yes, I have a claimant, Alicia Rogers, on the phone.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I just want to make sure we have the right information before continuing on. Alicia Rogers, phone number 661-345-4502. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So we'll go through some questions together. First and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney helping you with the claim?
Yeah.
You do have an attorney?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So you don't have an attorney assisting you with the claim at the moment? Are you
no.
willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Mm-mm.
You have not? Okay, so
no.
you are willing to affirm?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with cancer. What cancer? Endometrial, ovarian, or uterine?
The ovarian. Wait.
Ovarian?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with ovarian. Let me make a note on here. Are you feeling better now?
Mm-hmm.
You are. Okay, that's good to hear. And do you know of a subtype?
No.
No subtype? Okay. So I'll name a few. If they jump out at you, let me know. Clear cell carcinoma, germ cell carcinoma, small cell carcinoma. No.
What you said?
Clear cell carcinoma?
It says serio, it's serous ovarian cancer. I don't know. That's what it says on my subtype.
Oh, on your subtype? I do see carcinoid tumors. Does that sound
uh-huh.
familiar? Is that it?
Yeah.
Carcinoid? Okay. And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get a date of diagnosis, please?
The date was July. Well, I don't know the exact date, but it was the year of July. I mean, the year of 2023, July, like the third week of July.
Third week of July.
Yes.
Okay. Let me look at the calendar. So the third week of July, that would be, let's see, around the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Should we put the 20th? Okay. We can guesstimate as long as it's around that time. So let's see.
Okay.
7/20. Okay, 7/20 of 2023. And then can I get your diagnosing doctor's name, please, Ms. Rogers?
The doctor's name was Dr. Edward Alice.
Edward Alice. What state?
Mexico, California.
Did you say, I'm sorry, I missed that.
California, Bakersfield.
Oh, Bakersfield, California. Got it. Okay. Let me look him up, okay? I'll be right back. Just going to Google his information.
Okay.
So I entered his information and it comes up as Dr. Peter Stephen Ellis. Is that correct or no?
So what I have is that, because yesterday they said the same thing too. He was like Alice, but it says A-L-L-E-N.
Oh, I did find another one. Oh no, this is not a doctor though. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what center you were going to?
The center?
Yeah, like maybe we could type in the center name. Like, is there a specific name for, was it a hospital?
Yeah. It was a hospital, Bakersfield Memorial.
Bakersfield Memorial. Okay.
Hospital.
Okay, I did find it here. Bakersfield Memorial. Okay. And then the address that I found is let me look.
The address of the hospital is 42 420 34th Street, California.
Oh yes, I did find that. I did find it on here. Thank you for that. Okay. And then the phone number 661-327-4647.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll enter in his name on here. I'm not finding it online, but I'll enter it into the questionnaire here.
Okay.
Bakersfield Memorial Hospital, 42034th Street, Bakersfield, 93301. Okay. And then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I used to use it 3 or 4 times a month, and I was using it for damn near like 6 to 9 years.
So how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
It's 3 to 4 months, so three to four times a month.
For 12 months?
Yeah.
In a year, so that would be, let me see here. So we'll say 4 times... a month, 48 times a year. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that does sound right.
Okay.
Because my treatments, and then that it had, I was cancer-free after in 2024, after my remission.
Okay.
My remission was in March
2024. Okay. Remission in March, okay, of 2024. And then, so you used it around 48 times per year. I did the math. So if you were using it 4 times a month, that would be around 48 times a year.
Uh-huh.
And then, are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
And then your date of birth, please?
8/4/96.
8/4/1996. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any friends or family members that were affected by the hair relaxers that you would like for us to assist?
No, not that I know of, because all the all of my family members that I know that used it, they already had put in their claim.
Okay.
As far as them, I don't.
Okay. Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer?
I started using it when I was like 10 or 11. It's been about 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
9 years ago.
1 or 10, but I stopped using it in 2023 when I got diagnosed with it, which was in 2023, I started using it
when I was 17. So 9 years ago would have been 2015. Did you start using it in 2015?
My son is 12, so that's what I'm saying. Nine or 10 years. It would be 10 years, but I stopped using it.
Okay.
And then I started getting the first, like, I started sensing the symptoms and stuff around 2017 is what I mean. That's when I started noticing the symptoms of 2017.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
So, 2015 is when you started. That's the year. I do have to put an actual date. We can do a guesstimate.
Okay.
Would it be like July 10th, June, December? Do you kind of remember?
I started it. Well, it was like in. I know it was around my birthday. It was like July 26.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's my,
So we'll put July 26th of 2015. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer? You mentioned 2023, correct?
Yeah. In July.
Okay. Okay. So is it safe to put like 7/26 of 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how often did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you mentioned it was like 3 to 4 times a month. So should we put monthly for that question?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? You said 2015 until 2023.
Yes.
Was that consecutive?
Yes, consecutive. Like I used to always use it all the time.
Okay. So that would be a total of
7, 8.
That would be like a total of 8 years. So we'll put 8 years. Okay.
Okay.
And then were you receiving hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Okay. And which brand name products did you use?
I use the African Pride and Dark and Lovely.
African Pride, Dark and Lovely. Okay. So let me put Dark and Lovely and African Pride on here.
Okay, I'll put it for that.
Okay. And then... did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You said what? Can you repeat that again?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Did my cancer diagnose it? After a year and a half, 2 or 2.
Okay, so,
what
it's asking, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product? You used the product regularly for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
The treatments I had got was chemotherapy. They gave me chemo drugs through IV 6 rounds for 3 months and painkillers.
Okay, so chemotherapy through IV and painkillers?
Yes.
How many months did you mention?
How many months did I mention it? No, I said 6 rounds for 3 months.
Okay, got it. It's chemotherapy through IV and painkillers. And when was the treatment date, Ms. Rogers?
It started in August. It was like around August 12th. So it was like a little bit after my birthday. So it was like from my birthday. It was like around the 12th of August 2023.
Okay. So the treatment date was August 12th of 2023. Okay. And then the diagnosis was 7/20 of 2023. Okay. Date of diagnosis, treatment. Okay. And then what is the treating doctor's name? I know you mentioned earlier Dr. Edward Ellis was the doctor who diagnosed you. Was he also the doctor who treated you?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me copy and paste that information in here, okay? It just
okay.
Give me a few seconds. I'm almost done. Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. Okay. And Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then can I get your first name, which I have already? That
Alicia.
Is A-L-I-C-I-A.
Uh-huh.
And then last name, R-O-G-E-E-R-S.
R-O-G-E-R-S.
R-O-G-E-R-S, correct. Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And then we will be needing a social security. The only reason for this is for identity verification and for the law firm to pull your medical records.
Okay. You need it now?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Just a moment. Where's my... Let's see. 2 0 9 2 1 1 8 0.
Okay, 6 2 0 9 2 1 1 8 0.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email address on file, C as in cat, A as in apple, G, E as in elephant, T as in Tom, Y, L, E, E, like elephant, 2019 at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
You said it's C-A-G-E-T-Y-L-E-E?
Yes. Double E at the end?
Yeah, it's Cage, Tylee, yes. 2019.
Yes, perfect. And then phone number, let's see. It looks like it came through as 661-345-4502.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
What is your contact preference, phone call, text, or email?
Phone call and text. But I mean, all of them is preferable. I mean, I
do have to pick one. Should I just put like phone call?
Email.
Or? Okay. And the best time of the day, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And then your address, please?
I have work to do.
It is 133 Donna Donna
Avenue. Bakersfield, California 93304. I mean, sorry.
Okay. 123 Donna Avenue.
No, 133.
Oh, 133. Sorry about that. 133 Donna Avenue. Got it. And then that is Bakersfield.
California 93304.
93304. Perfect. Is there an apartment number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Rogers?
No.
Okay.
Not at the moment. So I don't.
Not at the moment. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
They live with me.
Okay. Okay.
Do you need the name or the number first?
Either one. 661.
817. 817-6726, I believe. Let me get it right. 6726, yeah. 817-6726.
Okay, 661-817-6726. And then the name, please? First name?
Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E.
R-E-G-G-I-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then last name?
Cage, C-A-G-E.
Okay, perfect. Relationship?
Friend.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So it looks like we have completed everything, Ms. Rogers.
Okay.
I'm going to review everything really quickly. I don't want to take much more of your time. It sounds like you have little ones there. So let's go through this really quickly. And then if there is anything that is wrong, please stop me so we can correct it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Carcinoid tumors is the subtype. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Your date of diagnosis is 7/20/2023. And let me keep scrolling down here. You were using the hair relaxer about 4 times a month, which would equal 48 times a year. Your date of birth is August 4th of 1996. And then I have a start date of 7/26/2015 and date of 7/26 of 2023.
Yeah.
And then your treatment was chemotherapy through IV and painkillers. Treatment date 8/12/2023.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your name as A-L-I-C-I-A, last name R-O-G-E-R-S, no middle initial, Social Security 620-921-180. I have an email address as cagetylee2019@icloud.com.
Yes.
Phone number 661-345-4502.
Mm-hmm.
Address 133 Donna Avenue, Bakersfield, California 93304. All that sounds good? Okay. So let me send you the DocuSign now.
Okay.
And then once you receive it in your email, please let me know, and I'll go through it with you if you need my guidance.
Okay.
Did you receive the email?
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
Okay. I did it. Did you get it?
Oh, perfect. Okay, let me look on my end here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to review it really quickly to make sure everything is correct before we hang up. We're almost done. Okay, perfect. Signature. Initial signature. Okay, awesome. I have what I need. Thank you so much for your time, Miss Rogers. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy, so I'll let you go. I'm going to be sending you a text message with my information and the law firm's information as well, okay? They will be in touch with you within the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you don't hear from them, feel free to call me and I'll connect you with them, okay?
Okay.
I wish you the best. And have a wonderful rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, anytime, take this money off.